Living in this life can be like living in a desert. You know, it could be like the concrete jungle. It could be what some have sung about, another day in paradise. Listen, in a fallen world, on the ragged edge, in the mix of all that's going on, have we learned to listen to God? Have we learned to value the Word of God over everything else that is going on? There's many voices out there. There's many voices that can speak all around us, politicians all around us, scientists all around us, individuals, people that have experiences. Where is the Word of God? I want to hear God speak to me. I want to know that it's God. Now, today we're not going to go into the fact that the Bible is the most attested to manuscript in all of history. We're not going to go over the fact that there is nothing that has better archaeological, historical, manuscript evidence. It simply does. What we want to do today is talk about how we can get the most out of the Word of God. Listen, as a believer in Christ, there is this constant interaction of the Word of God and of God Himself. Fellowship with the Lord, fellowship with Christ. You can't even be saved without the Word of God. The Bible tells us that we are born again by the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. So let me say something to those who want to grow, for those who want to be strong, for those who want to have a spiritual cutting edge, looking at the Word of God, looking at prophetic revelation, looking at the instruction, looking at the comfort, looking at the hope, wanting to have their faith built up, wanting to live their life based not on the word of man, not on the word of a fallen world, not even on our own perspectives in the mix of this fallen world, but a word from God that is not just infallible and authoritative and sovereign, though that is true, but a word from God. Because God is God and God loves us. Because God is God and He speaks the truth. Because God is God and He has communicated. Dear believer in Christ, even as you listen, the words of God are alive. Even as you hear, when we quote today some scripture, this is the Grapha, the Holy Writings. It is the word of life. It is the word of grace. It is the word of God. It is the language of the Spirit of God. It is the sword of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John's Gospel, the words that I speak to you, that are now written, by the way, they are spirit and they are life. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, the word of God is living and active. These are the words that are inseparable from God. Listen, if you want to get the most out of the Word of God, if you want to know how, then it all begins with knowing what it is. Knowing what it is. And I think there's a lot of believers that know this is the Word of God. I think that you know this is the Word of God. It's the Word of God that can purify our thinking. It's the Word of God that can help us to take every other thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. It is the Word of God that gives us victory and brings us into the comfort and the grace. Well, it brings us into the experience. Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's called the Word of Faith, Romans 10. Reading it, it builds your faith. Reading it, God is speaking. Reading it, there is an embrace. Reading it, there is a supernatural operative presence. Why don't we read it? Why don't we study it? Why don't we memorize it? Listen, memorizing the Word of God shows that we really do know. This is the Word of God. This is valuable. Can I ask you today if you've been memorizing Scripture? For me, it's been 37 years later, and there's times that I feel I need to memorize more. I need to memorize today, this week. Memorization of the Word of God is not a Sunday school thing for five-year-olds. If you value the Word of God, if you realize that it is the Word of God, let me ask you something. If you know it's the Word of God, is there anything higher? Anything broader, anything bigger, anything that has more wisdom. Listen, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, the Bible says in Colossians. He's called the Word. It seems as though there is an inseparable link between Christ the Word, who became flesh, and this Word of God. Christ is the revelation of God. The Word of God brings the revelation of God. Though the Word is not God, God is in His Word. Inseparably linked, in the sense that His animating, powerful, speaking, and even manifesting presence comes from the reading of it, from the hearing of it, and more than anything, from the doing of the Word of God. Now, this very Word of God is what Satan seeks to steal. You can read it in the Gospels. The parable of the sower and where the Word of God lands. When Jesus talks about the Word of God landing on the rocky places, where it's not really received quickly and taken in, where it's not really honored, that it's neglected, that it's held at a distance. Well, Jesus talks about how the birds of the air come and take that seed away. And he explained it by saying that Satan comes to take away the Word of God from where it has been sown, so that people cannot believe and be saved. There is a spiritual warfare over the Word of God. And you got to realize, all the way back to Genesis 3, when God gave one preserving scripture, one word from God would have preserved our eternal existence, would have preserved our perfection, would have preserved everything as we walked with God in majesty in the beginning. But we chucked the Word of God, embraced the word of a liar, and death came in, and all of this hellish, ragged edge of a world. Christian, you and I, the human race, we have sinned. That has at its roots the rejection of the Word of God, the acceptance of the word of a liar. Let me ask you something. What word is operating in you? To believe satanic or demonic doctrine means that he has a platform to operate in people like New Agers and like occultists all over the world. That's why Satan brings a counterfeit, an alternative. But as a believer in Christ, you now have the Word of God. How do you get the most out of it? Know what it is. Know that you cannot neglect the Word of God and grow strong and be mighty in the Lord. Listen, I think there's something about honoring the Word of God that is directly related to honoring God himself. As a matter of fact, let me read you a scripture. We read about it in Matthew 4:4, when Jesus spoke and quoted the written word of God directly to Satan. Jesus said, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." That is a relationship to the written word of God. That is a relationship to these living words. Every time you open the book, alive. Every time you open the book, power. Every time you open the word, God is speaking. Sometimes we just need to immerse ourselves in the word of God, especially when there's warfare, especially when there's confusion, especially when you're down, especially when there's conflict in your life. Saturate. Get into the Word of God. Read it over and over and over and over again. Now, when Jesus quoted this word, it goes all the way back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. When the Word of God is speaking to the believers, teaching them, here's what it says. God says to the people, "He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." The absolute and vital thing needed for those coming out of Egypt, out of darkness, out of occultism, out of all of the heavy labor, was to learn that among all the other fake gods and goddesses and demon spirits was a living God that loved them, that brought them out of darkness into the light, that brought them out of captivity into freedom. But he needed to teach them. He needed to really teach them. And that's what God does in our lives. That's why the learning of the Word of God so many times is inseparable from the working of God. Maybe God is humbling you right now. Maybe God has worked in your life in such a way that there is a hunger, there is a need, there is a crying out. And God reminds you again and again of the Word of God. Remember how the Spirit of God brings back into your mind the Word of God? Remember how the Holy Spirit reminds you. If there's a verse that comes back to you again and again and again and again, can we not get it through our hearts and minds that God is speaking something vital, something we need to learn, something we need to grasp? Do you want to get the most out of the Word of God? Know what it is. Know that you can't neglect it. Know that it's inseparable from God in your relationship, that God may have to teach you to use it, not to neglect it, to get it into your life. God knows this is spiritual food. God knows this builds our life. This builds our faith. This builds our ability to do ministry. You can read about that in Timothy when the Word of God says that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful, teaching, correcting, and training, and so forth. Then it says, listen, and equipping the person of God. Read about it. To do the works of God. You can't know God without the Word. You can't grow in God without the Word. You can't do spiritual warfare without the Word. You can't do ministry. You can't develop. You can't go deep. Oh, know that it is the Word of God. Know that you can't neglect it. Know that it's right there before you. A treasure. The revelation of God, the knowledge of God. This is the pouring forth of speech from God. We do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from God. What's your plan on a daily basis? So many Christians over the years, as being a pastor, I'm seeing people that are 20 and 30 years old as a believer, and they've hardly skimmed the surface of the Word of God. Though they can go out and buy a meal and devour everything, they can go to a buffet and eat three plates full, they can feed themselves physically until they burst. But what about the Word of God? Man does not live on bread alone. You want to grow strong? You want to become powerful? You want to live on the cutting edge of heaven's grace and mission and mercy to the world in the very end of days? Then you must do it embracing, saturating, and pouring yourself into the Word of God. Oh, maybe better than that, let it pour itself into you. I had a professor years ago that said, we sing a song that we stand on the Word of God. Maybe we should sing that we stand under the Word of God. Do you honor the Word of God? Do you embrace the Word of God? Do you realize it's inseparably connected to His presence, to salvation, to growth, to His speaking, to His building us? So much that God can pour into us. If we have eyes to read and ears to hear it, if we take time to grasp the most valuable wisdom, knowledge, and revelation given to man, there's an operating presence and power. Of course, James chapter 1 says, anybody who hears the Word of God, puts it into practice, is blessed. Anybody can read Revelation chapter 1, that if you read the book of Revelation, if you listen to it, and if you hearken or put it into your life, the threefold blessing of hearing and reading and hearkening to, the Word of God brings blessing, massive insight, glimpses of the future, past where God can speak about it and teach us and grant us encouragement and hope. In the book of Thessalonians, you can read about how when Paul writes to them, he says, "You did not accept the word of God as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God that is at work in you who believe." It is supernaturally operative in those who believe it. And let me tell you something. Real faith is inseparable from putting it into practice. Faith is active. When someone says, "I believe the word of God," it's because they're not only believing it, they are putting it into practice. If they say that "I believe the word of God," they've accepted Christ. "I believe the gospel," I've accepted Christ. "I believe the word of God," I'm putting it into practice. Putting it into practice is demonstration, visible demonstration, of believing. Let me say again, believing the word of God, putting it into practice, allows the supernatural operative power of that word to be at work inside of you. The instruction, the revelation. I take the word of God, every sentence, every verse, every word, as personally coming from God. You want to get the most out of it? Store it up in your life. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians chapter 3. You see, if the Spirit of God's going to remind you of anything, He reminds you of what you know, what you've heard, what you've read, what you've got inside of you. If you bank the Word of God into your life and put it into practice, you will grow. You will get strong. You will become more and more powerful. You will be able to do ministry. According to 1 John chapter 2, you will have become strong and have overcome the evil one. Dear Christian, have I said enough? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the book is waiting for you. God is waiting for you to pour, to reveal, to unleash deeply into your life the word of God.